Did they end up calling you while I was on the phone with you?
No. I don't know if it, you guys, someone tried to call me earlier too about something, but I'm like, I mean, it wasn't about Google though, I don't think, or they didn't mention Google.
I don't know, they have an advertisement available for most of the San Bernardino County area. So, I mean, there's a couple of Google partners, but we're calling you from Orange County, like down the mountain, Flatlanders.
Okay.
As my grandpa used to say.
Yeah, so like, so like I was saying, I mean, my family serviced the Lake Arrowhead Crestline area for I'm fourth generation, but I've never dealt with Google or anything like that, you know?
More than likely, I came across you guys at some point, but I'm 32. My grandfather lived up there all my life. I'm from the Huntington Beach area. He graduated from Huntington Beach. He used to chauffeur the president at one point. He was retired Secret Service, but, I mean, he was a carpenter up there, too, just for fun, you know? He used to bake little bears and stuff and sell them to people, and he helped build that mural
in
the front of Goodwin. Yeah, he probably knew. They probably went to the same church. Yeah. Yeah, that Goodwin's grocery store, that big mural they have in the front, he actually helped build that mural.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's still around. I don't know if you heard that the whole building collapsed 2 years ago. They're getting ready to reopen.
No, he passed in 2018, and I actually haven't been up there in like 3 years since my son's been born. I haven't taken him up there yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're down here in Orange County. But the Google building one's in Irvine over here. So you're kind of a local account for us. We actually do this all over the country.
Okay.
Yeah. And so we had a listing available for your area for HVAC. I mean, if you look up the guys there now, there's only 3 spots. So usually when these spots become available, they'll get that list and they all kind of call down it until it fills. So that's probably what happened with that call this morning. They're probably trying to offer it to you.
Yeah, that's probably what it was that I was, I don't know, it wasn't like subtle, I don't know. Anyway, how do we go about doing that? And that just says like basically I pop up on top when they Google search heating and air in the area?
Exactly. Heating and air, HVAC, any of the keywords that you offer or services that you offer. So you can actually hand select them. We'll also build a .com for the company if you guys don't have one.
Okay.
Okay, and we'll attach that to the listing. And then it comes with a tracking system, so we can actually show you, like, what it's bringing in for your company each month.
Cool.
Yep, and we're coming into the peak time of the year for this area, too, so.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Yeah, I know. I probably need to get my son up there. We're about to go to Maui this month, and then I'll probably head up there, spend some days up there for the summertime just to kind of show him what it was like when I was growing up.
Yeah, get out of the heat a little.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice down here by the beach, but it's not the same. Just the air is not the same. You know? Yeah, but I got cousins that go to that Rim of the World Elementary up there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're little ones.
So, yeah, like, how do we go about doing this, and what's, like, pricing and that kind of thing?
Okay, well, Dan Seeley's Heating and Air Conditioning... They're on what's called a platinum bundle. It's usually $4.99 per month for that bundle. What I can do, if you want to come on board with us today, I can get you the same bundle with the site, but I could drop the pricing down to $2.99 on a month-to-month basis. So it'll be about $200 cheaper.
So it's $299 a month for me just to pop up first on Google, basically.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're the top recommended option for the community. So, I mean, if they pull out their mobile device then and they type in HVAC or any of the services, whether it be Crestline or Arrowhead, you're coming up, you know, as the top recommended option. All they got to do is click on your name, and it calls you directly as a live call.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's been the most profitable way to market for the last, like, 15 years. So, I mean, we're catching you right at the moment they're looking for the help.
Okay. Then, yeah, I mean, it seems like not a bad option to go with.
Yeah, I mean, if you're open to handling more business, then that's the best way to do it. And you won't have to, like, pay per lead or clicker call. That's the great thing. So you don't have any surprises or, like, leads that are being resold or anything like that. It's organic. It's just live calls from people in this community.
Okay, cool. And you said it tracks it. So, like, if I see that I'm not making the $299 per month back from being on the top of Google, then I can cancel it, basically.
Yeah, you can cancel it any time, but that would be really hard not to make $299 back. I mean, the first call we get you should take care of it, unless you're out here, like,
exactly.
giving away freebies.
Yeah. Cool.
So, do you have license and insurance?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you're going to have to send that in. It's part of your Google verification. So I'll send you that form
okay.
right now. What's your last name?
My last name's Pontia, but it can't trail. So I have two last names, basically, that go off of. But
gotcha.
Can you email them a business email so that my office lady can take care of, like, all the sending stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll email and text them to you. What's the business email address?
It's BC Heating, the letter N, air,
okay.
@gmail.com.
Got it. BC Heating, the letter N, air, @gmail.com.
Yep.
All right, gotcha. What last name did you want me to put down? You want me to hyphenate it? Put both?
Yeah, you can just put Cantrell, Carson Cantrell.
Cantrell. Is it spelled C-A-N-T-R-E-L-L?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. I like your name. My cousin, actually, that goes to that Room of the World, she's a girl, but her name's Carson, but it's spelled with a K. It's K-A-R-S-Y-N.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then there's Riley and Shiloh. She puts them all kind of like with a Y. But my aunt used to live up there also in Crestline, real close to my grandfather. It's Weilerhorn Drive. It's like behind that 7-Eleven gas station right when you get into Crestline. If you just hook
a
left.
Yeah, I know exactly what street it is.
Yeah, by Zurich. So, yeah, mm-hmm. They live right up there. There's that big red cabin at the top. He lived there for years, like 30-something years, my grandfather, and then my aunt's, like, on the same street, just a little bit down. Oh, it's crazy. I haven't been up there in a while. I need to go back. I miss it. All right, and then maybe we can link
like
up.
Dan Seeley, for instance, like, he's going to be at the top because he's part of the Platinum thing, or he's just in one of the spots?
One of the spots because there's three spots that show for the whole service area. So you'll be one of them, and then Dan's another one of them.
Who's the third one?
The third one is Daniel's Heating and Air Conditioning.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to be really mostly in Lake Arrowhead. I mean, that Crestline area.
I
do work in Crestline too, but like the Lake Arrowhead pop up. Was he going to pop up in Lake Arrowhead too?
Yeah, because it's actually you're eligible to cover the whole San Bernardino County, but during your client interview, they're going to customize your service area, so that way we're not sending you anywhere you don't want to go. So if you're like, hey, you know, I don't go all the way down the mountain and serve Waterman and some of these other areas, you know, you can customize it. So that way you're only being seen by people in areas that you want to be found in, and then only for the keywords that you want to be found for, right? So that way, the calls that come in will be qualified. It's not going to be people wasting your time.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll customize it. So that'll be part of the client interview. What I'm doing right now is I'm just going to create the account, secure that spot for you, send you the paperwork that's required so you guys can fill that out, and then we'll schedule the client interview for later today or tomorrow, depending on what's best for you, and we'll go through that process.
Okay.
It's pretty easy. It's usually about 30 to 40 minutes to get through the client interview.
And they're just going to ask me questions basically about what it is I do.
Yep, what you do, the area you cover, and then the website. We got to buy a domain for your site, so they're going to ask you how you want the site to look. They'll ask you to send in photos and a logo if you guys have it, things like that.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, I see there is a Google Business profile. It's just not verified. It doesn't have a website, so we're just going to access that one and then move it up.
Okay, yeah, there was a website years ago, but it doesn't even, I don't even,
it's all good. Yeah, usually if you don't renew the domain, then they kind of disappear. Or if you, like, stop paying the host, then all the content comes off them, and then they eventually disappear. So the site's included in your package at no extra cost.
Cool. All
right. And then what's the business street address?
Well, the business street address is actually, it's in Redlands, so that's probably not going to work very well.
Were you previously at the 22965 Waters Drive?
You could use that address too.
Okay.
That was our shop from beforehand, and I just moved recently.
Well, that's what Google has. I mean, sometimes they said...
You're good to keep that address.
Okay. Because then we probably won't have to re-pin verify you if we use that address and can leave it up there, but... It's not somebody else's residence? Like, you would still be able to get, like, a postcard if they sent it there?
It would come to me. The guy upstairs, I know, and everything.
Okay. Well, they're not going to send anything there. You know, I'm just saying, like, worst-case scenario, if they had to, because they already have this address down, so they shouldn't have to resend it to you, you know? It makes it easier.
Nope, that could be fine.
Okay. 22965... Waters Drive, Chris Line, there it is. All right, save. Yeah, man, I miss the white Christmases. I used to go up there every year for Christmas. My grandfather passed in 2018, and so it's been a lot different. Nothing like being up there around Christmas time, though. It's beautiful. All right, let me save.
Yeah.
All right, so I got the profile created. How do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
7 a.m. to 4 p.m.
7 to 4? Okay, it used to have 7:30 to 5, so you want to go 7 to 4?
Okay, no, that's fine. You could actually do 7:30 to 5.
Okay, and that's Monday through Friday. You want to leave Saturday and Sunday closed, or you want to have it as, like, by appointment so they could still call?
By appointment, so, no, just close.
Leave it closed? Okay. All right. Save. All right, we're looking good here. Do you know how to access the Google Business profile for the company?
I do not.
You don't? Okay. Let me see here. Okay, there's 10 reviews on there. They will want you to add us as manager to the Google Business profile. But they'll show you how to access it and do that. You said this was previously your grandfather's company?
Yeah.
Okay. Is he still around?
He's still alive, but he's not around anymore. He's in Arizona.
Oh, okay. You think you'd be able to call him to get the UN and password? You're going to want that.
Ooh, he is not going to know the password.
He's not going to know.
My sister might, though.
Okay. Because we don't want to delete that one and create a new one from scratch, because there's 10 reviews on there, and it's good, you know?
Yeah. You know, my sister will have that.
Okay. And then we'll send you an email that'll show you how to add us as manager, so you could just kind of share that with her, and then she could jump on. It's pretty easy. Once you log into it, there's just a little code that you put in the back end, and you hit submit, and that'll give us access to it without having, like, any ownership of it.
Cool.
Okay, perfect. So I have your business profile created. I got everything squared away. Before I can secure the payment with you, let's schedule your client interview. What's your schedule look like today?
It's relatively busy. I could probably do, like, I don't know, an afternoon call today, or I could do tomorrow morning at 8 a.m.
Okay, let's shoot for tomorrow at 8 a.m. It sounds more solid with that one.
Okay.
Okay. I don't like the maybe, you know?
Yeah.
I want to make sure we can get your undivided attention and we customize it properly.
Cool.
All right, so we'll do 8 a.m. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to the email, so she'll receive that, and then I'll text you 1 hour before. I'm going to set up, like, an automated text message reminder for 7, if that's not too too early for you.
Perfect. Nope, right. That's not too early at all.
Yeah, I'm an early bird myself. Yeah, but either you got to come down here one of these days or I'll go up there, but it'd be nice to see your face. Or
yeah.
There's a lot. I work with guys all over the country, so it's not every day I get somebody that's local, and then, you know, people from Crestline is like near and dear to my heart for a long time. Yeah, so it'd be nice to kind of get back up there. I've been needing to go back up there anyway. It's been a long time. Okay, so your email, for some reason it's bouncing back. So you said it's just bcheatingnair@gmail?
Yeah, the letter N.
Yeah.
To the N.
Oh, there it goes. Okay, I think there was a space at the end of it. There we go. Okay. All right, and then in terms of securing your first month payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
I would do it with card.
Okay. Now, is the card under your name, or does it have the business name on it?
It has the business name on it.
Does it also have your name, too?
Yeah.
Okay. This is a write-off for you, so I want to make sure it has both. You could write it off as a business expense, and you guys just get it back that way when you do taxes. All right, save. All right, and then is the billing address the same as the street address that we had on file? They have the 22965. Okay, what's the billing address for this card?
The billing address will be 1365.
1365.
East Pioneer.
East Pioneer.
P-I-O-N-E-E-R. Avenue.
Oh, yeah, Pioneer. Yeah, I got that right. I thought you said T for a second, and then I'm like, no way, it's Pioneer. All right.
Yeah, P-I-O-N-E-R, Pioneer, Avenue, Redlands.
Redlands. Okay, I found it here. And it's the 92374?
Yep.
Okay. All right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
4856.
4856.
2002.
2002.
6056.
6056.
1090.
1090. Okay. And the expiration date, month and year?
7/31/26.
7/31/26. And then 3-digit code on the back.
097.
097. Okay. We got an update. All right. And then before I can process the payment and secure this position with your company, I'm going to walk you through a brief voice verification recording. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything I say that you don't understand or don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you're on a recorded line, Carson. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Yes, BC Heating and Air.
Thank you, and can you please state your full name and title within the company?
Carson Tyler Pontia, and then owner.
Okay. I had a Carson Cantrell on there.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, Carson Tyler Cantrell.
Okay, gotcha. And then are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And just to confirm, so your other Google business profile is currently showing as BC Heating and Air Conditioning, not just BC Heating and Air.
That's fine.
Okay. I just want to make sure. You don't want me to change it, or you just want to leave it as BC Heating and Air Conditioning?
Yeah, BC Heating and Air Conditioning.
Okay, perfect. Let me go update. All right, and it says, to get results as fast as possible, Carson, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
OK. Okay. I get the signals dodgy sometimes up there, so we're not going to ride you too hard if you're missing calls from time to time. But try to get back to the customers as much as you can if you're going to be doing this. We don't want you missing opportunities.
Yep.
Okay. And it says, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
All right. Submit. All right. It says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. You're not bound to any kind of contract. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is May 2nd of 2024. It's in the discounted pricing structure of $299 for the Platinum Bundle. I've included a custom website designed for you at no additional cost, and I've waived any other setup fees affiliated with the campaign. I've also locked in this pricing structure indefinitely. So when the term is completed, it's going to be set up to renew each month on the second day, but it'll stay in that discounted price of $299 for as long as you're with us.
Okay, awesome.
All right, and then it says you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or any funny business. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, just let us know before the next billing's due so we could stop your billing cycle.
All right, you got it.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and process this payment. When it clears, you're going to get emailed and text messages with an outline of the agreement in writing, your Google verification form, and there's going to be a username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. Okay.
Okay, and you're going to email that to me today?
Yeah, I'm going to email and text everything unless you opt out of the text messages during the signing of your subscription terms. So I'll always send it to both unless you opt out and say, hey, you don't want us to.
No,
I think you were saying your sister usually checks the email most of the time?
I've been, but yeah, she's more the computer person. So.
Okay, no worries. So I'll make sure everything goes over there. And then that way it's good to have on file too. So, I mean, we're a long ways away from the next tax season. So, you know, I want them to be able to just go into the email and pull all that up and you guys can give it to the local tax prep. Take care of you guys.
Yep.
Yeah. Get all your write-offs going. That's usually the headache part of running a business is keeping track of all your write-offs. But if you keep the receipts and the invoices, or if you have like a business account that kind of tracks it all, makes it a lot easier.
Good.
All right.
So
I have submitted the payment, so you should receive the welcome message here in just a second. I just want to confirm that you have those via text, and then I will let you do your thing until the client interview tomorrow morning.
Cool.
All right. So let me know when these all come through.
Email we have on file. Please secure.
Okay, yep, that's the subscription.
Perfect, I got it.
All right, perfect. And then there's going to be another one that'll end with, or it'll say localsplash.com/Google. I also forwarded this to your email. That's the one where you guys are going to plug in like the license, insurance. It asks you for some pictures of stuff. If it takes you like a couple of days to fill that out, Carson, no big deal, right? Just try to get it in as quickly as you can. They're going to put a little badge and a check mark on your Google business profile and let the customers know that you guys are the Google verified contractors for this area. Just because with HVAC, trust is kind of an issue, you know? So
yeah.
that'll like give them a lot of peace of mind that, you know, we've Google verified you.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
I used to teach my grandpa to only like look for those guys. They're not going to rip you off, you know, if they do, it's traceable back to them, you know, so they help them a lot.
Yeah.
Comfortable. Yeah. All right. And then the login credentials will also come over to you. Now, I'm going to be your account lead. There will be an account management team that'll help with the fulfillment of everything. So I won't be the only person you talk to, but I'm going to send you my number. If you want something done quickly or you have questions, comments, or concerns, feel free to call in at any time.
All right. Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Well, I'll let you enjoy your day up there in the beautiful mountains. I'm sure it's getting nice. And then we will circle back with you tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. for that client interview.
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right, Carson. You're welcome. Take care. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye.